quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Encina Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminam speaking peoples and Lusquamish speaking peoples. Typically Tuesdays is produced on Encina Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminam speaking peoples and Halkomelem speaking peoples. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and I hope you enjoyed that first track that we got going on today's show. That was Somebody by kind of honestly pretty depressing sounding, but at the same time, very bangerific in the melody. And you know, I love a song that hides its sad lyrics under cool melodies. That's me, and that's how we do it here on Typically Tuesdays. Today's playlist, well, today is a Music Monday. Again, I'm really into Music Mondays these days, but today's Music Monday is all in celebration of Black History Month. This playlist is gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be like a lot of different genres. And we're going to be doing plenty of CanCon. There's obviously some great FemCon in there, great QueerCon in there as well. Staples of typically Tuesdays, to be honest. And there are going to be musicians in here who I've never had the chance to showcase on typically Tuesdays. Maybe because like it's a little bit harder to share their music on a daytime radio show, but also potentially because, like, you know, these are musicians who I've just gotten into and I can't wait to share their songs with you. But of course, there are going to be plenty of people who I have loved for a long time and who have released new stuff that I can't wait to share with you. One of them being a veteran here on Typically Tuesdays. Check it out. This is Shalia's newest release. Here's Ready.
Heavy on my conscience, knowing what you hold on. Thou will give me water when I need rivers flowing. What we started, what we dancing around.
Thank you. Kalanga, Namu Kalanga. Dilimana.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What we do, what we do. Every day we do it our way. No, me say this love not play. And I just want you to know where you go, I follow. If good love it, it's a crime. Call the pope all the time. Time, 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 time. Cause you're on mine. I'll be patiently waiting.
The following is a special CJSF presentation. It interrupts regularly scheduled programming in this time slot.
Hey, welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is the student radio takeover. That's right. Typically, Tuesdays has been interrupted for this special bit of programming where we are talking to you about a very important student issue here on campus at SFU. I'm joined by Tom from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. They're here to talk about an upcoming referendum as well as the organization itself and a whole bunch of other things. Tom, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should turn on your microphone if you're going to talk, huh? Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, just give me a minute to figure out this weird, very strange. You're here on behalf of Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. To start, can you just tell me a little bit about, and our listeners, about the SFPERG and what it is, what it does?
Yeah, so SFPERG is a nonprofit organization, and we are independent organization, so we don't have any affiliate with SFU or SFSS. We exist like independently, and we have our own core values, which is a student-directed resource center dedicated to social and environmental justice. We do stuff like advocate for the working class, advocate for the student interest, advocate for political issue like the Palestinian genocide currently happening. In general, we strive for like a democracy student body here in SFU, which also includes staff and faculty, to make the decision that best benefit everybody and not just like the board of governor at SFU.
And what would you say that SFPERG adds to the student experience that just going to class alone doesn't provide?
I see.
We just got more company joining us in studio.
So university historically has been like a ground for political activism ever since, like, I don't know, forever. And I think that's the whole point of like going to university. Yeah, you go here to you pass the class, you get the degree and stuff, but like you also want to, you know, get involved in politics because, you know, everything is political, right? And it's just good to have like more experience, more knowledge about the world we're living in and, you know, the like how we want it to be in the future. And I think it's like one of the most important things that SFPERG do is like raising the class consciousness. We have like the Marxist framework that we use and also Marxist interpretation through the lens of intersectionality and stuff like that. And, you know, students, workers, we should
united, you know, and we're not our enemies. Like, the enemy should be the ruling class and, you know, the school government that kind of like raising tuition and not doing anything to benefit the students. So that, I would say, one of the best things that SAPERC can offer to the student body.
Great, thank you. We've just had another guest join us in studio. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Samina Chaudhary. I am a fourth-year criminology student, and I'm here representing SAPERC today, which is the student, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. And I'm just here to talk about the services we provide and why we need your support in the upcoming elections, and so that you can vote yes to our referendum question.
Great. And as you walked in, Tom was speaking about sort of what SAPERC brings to students at SFU that just their regular studies doesn't. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've been a director of SAPERC for almost a year now, and we work towards creating a safe space, a safe inclusive space, like the student lounge that we provide that people can use to relax, study, just spend their time. We also further research initiatives and advocacy. We have this segment called Letters from the Inside, where we kind of help write back to prisoners and kind of advocate for people who are in wrongful incarceration. We also have workshop events, and like the previous Valentine's Day, we had a march for murdered and missing women, and it was a very beautiful experience. It was like you just go around, you stop at the places that women disappeared, and you put a flower there. So we kind of engage the community and kind of bring together we kind of like create a platform so that students can come together and further their advocacy and their student initiatives.
Great. And you mentioned that there is a referendum, right? That's why we're here today. What is the question in the referendum?
Do you want to answer that part?
You can go ahead.
Okay. So the question on the referendum would be... So we propose a fee increase for the four independent student society, and SAPERC is one of them. The rest are MPAC Sustain, CJSF, this radio station, mm-hmm. and the PIG, the student newspaper. And for now, the fee increase should be $18 per full-time student and $9 per part-time student each semester, and that would be like the first question on the referendum. And the second question would be, we want to like adjust the fee and index for inflation, you know, because you know inflation and our wage has been stagnant from maybe like 30 years ago, and it's just hard, you know, to be a part of these student organization trying to do good stuff, trying to like put the best effort out there, but like, you know, still kind of like struggling to pay rent, paying for food. And so it's, you know, really important to like index adjust based on inflation.
Yeah, in general, you know, these organizations, the four organizations mentioned, have not had their funding increased in any meaningful way for decades in some cases, and all of the programs that you've talked about, the letters to the inside, you know, peer support, even just the maintaining the space itself, that all costs money, right? Like we might wish that all that just happened out of the goodness of people's hearts or whatever, but it does costs money to do these things.
Mm. Actually, I can talk a little bit more about some future event at SFPerk.
Yeah.
So I'm a new member at SFPerk. I'm like a work study student, and I'm an engineering major. Me and the director at SFPerk, we are planning to have like a computer science workshop for the people, because like I was in computer science major and I have to change to engineering because I went through some sort of like misogynistic exclusion when I was in the comp sci space. So I know like how hard it is for like a person of color, gender non-conforming, you know, like in general, like it's very hard to be like a minority in that space and, you know, try to learn things and do stuff. And so at SFPerk, we want to like make something different. We want to create like a workshop so for the minority, for the marginalized people, they can come and learn about programming, computer science in, you know, a very accessible way. And as a STEM student myself, I feel like science is for the people, right? And I just feel like the value of science has been co-op into the system of capitalism, you know, and it's not the point of science in the first place. And I feel like as STEM students, as anyone working in STEM, we should have some values to be an anti-oppression, anti-capitalism, and, you know, be inclusive and should be like actually for the people and not just for like a small group of people. So that would be like upcoming event at SFPerk. And as a perk, the last semester we have a project called the People University, which we have like book discussion every week. So we're gonna read like a book, and then we come and we discuss and we exchange ideas to learn more about the working class, about Marxism. One of the book that I felt has a lot of like knowledge and attract a lot of audience to is Edward Said Orientalism and The Caliban and the Witch by Federici. Yeah, that's the name of the author, and they are like about sociology and like, you know, the world we're living in, like the explained things, how capitalism affect on the family dynamics and how how the way the Western view the Eastern and the way, you know, how fetishism of women, fetishism of like Arab women, Asian women, like come into play in the current model way. And yeah, and Edward Said is also like a Palestinian author. That is some of the other event that SFPerk also provided.
It's really interesting. And I think really valuable to be able to have these kinds of discussions with, you know, people from all different parts of the university and all different parts of the world and all different sort of backgrounds, because, you know, you could probably take a course in the appropriate field, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the philosophy or whether it's political science or whatever it might be, and have those conversations with other people who are all sort of in the same classes, in the same department, but being able to come in and have those discussions with people who have a much broader range of experiences, I think is something that, just going to class is not going to provide for you here at SFU.
Yeah, I think so too, because like SFU, yeah, it is, it has like liberal values, but like the education, it is very Eurocentric, right? Like when you go to philosophy major, you only learn about like a white man philosopher, mm-hmm. and you know they have like maybe a day about like his Black History Month, and they have like a lecture about like a Black philosopher woman or something, you know, and it's just not enough. And you know, in order to actually decolonizing and, you know, anti-capitalism, it's like it's something that we have to like actively working on every day, you know, and it's in our interest, our best interest for the working classes and for the student to realize that, and, you know, just working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these are great programs and great initiatives that SFPIRG does. Another thing that Samia, you were here with me last week, and we talked a lot about community, right?
Yeah.
And that these organizations, a big part of what we do is, as you're saying, like very specific projects with, you know, maybe specific desired outcomes, but also just like a focus. But there's also just meeting other people, spending time in the space, getting to know the other people who are a part of your community. And I think that's also a really important skill for when you are done university, right? Is being able to go leave this community and go and find another one. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it, yeah. Sorry, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, sure. As an international student here, I would say that PEAK, SFPIRG, SFSS, Embark, and CGSF, they've all provided me kind of like a platform to voice myself. I never thought that university would be so engaging. I thought it would be more like education oriented, but I find myself doing a lot more extracurricular than education. It's just university is so much more than just studying. And with the amazing events that SFSS throws, it's like it kind of lets people from all around the world bridge the gap they have between each other and kind of know, like, take a step back from where they thought they come from and just, like, view the world from another perspective. I've made so many friends from all over the world, and I think I'd give a lot of the credit to SFSS for all the clubs they host and for all the events and opportunities. I think we do have a barbecue coming up from for the students, and it was delayed for some reason, but these are the opportunities that if you actually look and want to get engaged in, you can meet a lot of new people and form friendships, form good networks that can kind of help you get engaged with platforms like CGSF and PEAK. I personally, my first time speaking on CGSFS was when I was working with SVSPOs, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Support Office, and that is how I got introduced to this. But I've always been I've always wanted to come back here, speak, and get to know the people here. So I feel like university is a lot more than just studies. And by answering yes to our referendum questions, the student body can do their part and support us in making the community as they know it to be right now. And because this is all like a very, because of inflation, it's all a very expensive and costly process. So we would love all the support that we can get so that we keep having more events like this and keep getting more engagement like this.
Great. And students will receive a vote to, or a link to vote in their SFU webmail. And the dates to vote are this Friday, or Thursday and Friday, the 26th and or 27th and 28th, my goodness. So it's coming up, and we are asking any students out there to vote yes and to increase the funding for our organizations. Mm. We're going to take a quick music break at Tom's Solution. Words are hard today. We're going to hear a little bit of Thelonious Monk. This is Don't Blame Me.